What an extraordinary time to be alive. We could never have made this up. And this time is so different, so magnificent, that I am having trouble reading, listening to, watching stuff that happened pre-COVID. I don't know if you feel this way, but the time I spend with myself in the morning, I need to be locked into what's happening right now. In other words, you know, the stuff that I'm watching on YouTube or listening to in podcasts or even reading articles is all in current time. Because I feel like so much has changed for me, so much has shifted that I can't go back. I can't reread stuff, books that happened pre-COVID. I don't know if you're feeling this way. It's very, very interesting. I feel very locked into the now. And so I find myself more and more just sitting in the morning, just sitting with myself. As I've said before, I'm listening to these great binaural beats on YouTube, but it's allowing me space and time to make sense of what is happening right now in this time. Man, oh man, what a extraordinary opportunity we have to redefine our lives. To emerge into a new way of living. To look at our lives and how we lived, and how we consumed, and how we acted in the world pre-COVID, and to put it all on the table for review, and to step out into this new way of living in a whole new way. Now, if I don't make any sense to you, it's okay. I don't make a lot of sense to me. But what I am willing to do every day is just to sit with the change that is occurring. And it's occurring so fast for all of us. Now this is done. Now we don't do this anymore that way. Now we're being asked to do things this way. And now we are, you know, learning in a new way, and we're acting in a new way, and it's almost at the speed of light. So in many ways, I feel myself locked into present moment, locked into what is emerging right now. And this is, yes, this is very liminal. It's very, ungrounded in a way, but it is an extraordinary place to live. To not be grasping for the future, to not be holding on to the past, but to allow ourselves, maybe it's just for 10 minutes a day, to dance in the unborn, the unmanifested, the possibilities of what could be for us. So I don't have anything besides that space. Do you allow yourself the space to sit with what is just emerging, what is just sprouting for you? Maybe you use some people out there to coax that, to coax your mind free of patterns, of expectations. And my hope and my intention with these morning messages is to do that for you and for me. We do that together, just to play right there in the space. So there it is for today, totally ungrounded, I'm sorry. But hey, you know, why not? Why should we sit with the known all the time? Why not play in the unknown together? That's all I have for you, my friends. Check out the details. I'm putting a bunch of stuff in there. And listen, if you haven't reached out to me and you're getting a lot from these morning messages, or you're, you know, you want me to go in a different direction, or you don't like what you're hearing, let me know. hello@carabradley.net. That's all you need to do. Thank you again, everyone. Have a fantastic day.